High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 0-1 Harrington Rams and your 0-1 Strathaven Panthers.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover, terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Seven nights ago, we were at this very venue, and one of the best opening week football games we've seen in a long, long time. Back and forth they went, the Panthers and Bucks, all evening long. Strathaven with a 2-touchdown lead in the third quarter couldn't quite hold up. And with just over a minute to play a week ago, the Panthers' hopes for a 1-0 start to their seasons dashed on a 2-point conversion with just over a minute left. And so the Panthers fell to 0-1. But they look to right the ship tonight here at George L. King Field facing the Rams of Harrington, rather. And Harrington coming in with a whole new cast of characters, a whole new offense, and a lot of energy, looking for a 1-1 record themselves. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. And Strathaven, again, got some home turf tonight, home next week, home the week after. We're making ourselves comfortable here at George L. King Field for the first month of the season. But, again, a heartbreaker a week ago, falling 36-35. You heard in the opening the highlight, Jay Smith with a tremendous one-handed touchdown catch. And, unfortunately, it's the last highlight we're going to be seeing from Jay for a while. He suffered an arm injury that is going to keep him out for some time. He is not in uniform tonight, so the Panthers suffer a serious injury in week one. We hope that's not any sign of things to come. It certainly piled up on the Panthers a year ago. But here we are. Ready to pick up the pieces here in week one of the Central League season. So again, with the change in the PIAA structure and schedule, the Panthers with just one non-league game, that's over and done with. That loss to Interboro a week ago, and here we go in Central League action with the Rams coming in. And Mike Mayer joins us as always, and thinking back to Harrington over the last few years, we've been talking, you know, they've had a really talented quarterback, Division II, Division borderline Division I type talent at quarterback for the last really 6 years, with Pat Moriarty, record setter in the Central League, and followed by Patrick Stewart over the last 2 years. And so they were, you know, chuck and duck and try to keep their quarterback upright for the last 6 years, and really was good success sort of slinging it all over the field. Now, in talking to Coach Justin Miller before the game, he looked up and down the roster in the offseason and said, I don't know who we have who can throw the ball.
Right.
And so here they walk in with a single-wing offense. We're not even going to see a traditional quarterback tonight. It's line up 2-3 guys in the backfield. They'll snap it to any one of them, and we'll be back to 1950s-style football tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how the Panthers react.
Well, the beauty of high school football, you couldn't pull that stunt in the college or the pros. But, of course, in the college and pros, you get to pick your talent. In high school, you get what lives in the neighborhood. And that's one of the beauties of high school, but it also can give coaches nightmares. Yeah, Harrington's very much a work in progress, as I mentioned on the webpage. They are struggling, and they are going to continue to struggle. But, you know, you never want to see kids go through a season without getting a few wins and having some success in their program. But it's always give great kudos. You know, anybody can be on a team that wins. I mean, that's easy. When you're struggling, it is tough. And we certainly have seen our own form of struggling here at Strathaven. But the bottom line is kids show up for practice. They're suited up in this ridiculous heat, although tonight it's very cool. And they play their hearts out, and that's what this game is all about. So we hope they have some success. We hope that their success is with other teams as opposed to with us. But the bottom line is they're going out there and they're working their tails off every day and sweating blood like everybody else does. And, you know, win or lose, it's not as important as the fact they're getting to play. And I think we've seen what was a team in the news just recently in Pennsylvania that were down after injuries to 20 kids, and they decided for the safety of their kids they just could not field a team.
Springfield and Montco. Unfortunately suffered their first forfeit loss today.
Right.
Played one game, and again, that was up in the neck of the woods where I grew up, and we played Springfield every year.
And the school board said, the coach said, this is not safe. And in fact, Jim Connor had mentioned that in his interview with me last year, that, you know, the reason that you need to get evenly space teams and evenly power teams is because, you know, you play somebody who's much better in tennis, the worst you do is get clobbered on points.
Right.
You play somebody that's superior to you in every way in football, you get somebody seriously hurt. And that's the issue. So anyway, we wish Harrington the best of luck. We of course hope that they do not succeed tonight, but the bottom line is we hope for a good game and well played by both teams.
So Harrington coming off a 1-10 season a year ago, and I mentioned, you know, this change of offense going to a single wing. You'll hear probably 3-4 maybe 5 different guys carry it tonight. And I give Coach Justin Meller a ton of credit for looking at his personnel and making some adjustments. We were talking before the game, Meller, a long time a defensive assistant at Haverford. So, we're flashing back to when Haverford decided to go with the big spread offense. And they took their lumps for a couple of years. And now, of course, defending Central League champs.
Right.
And have been very successful and a playoff contender over the last several years. So Harrington coming in at 0-1 after a 24-12 loss a week ago to Boys Latin in Philadelphia. So both teams looking for their first win tonight. And Strathaven now on the are about to come on the field here. They are in their black jerseys, silver helmets, and silver pants. And you can hear, I hope, in the background, the 12th man is joining us. That was awfully different a week ago and awfully quiet here without Jack Hans and the marching unit. So great to have them back. Over on the far sideline, the Rams in white jerseys, black pants with red numerals, white helmets with a red H on the side of those helmets, and getting a much closer look on the field tonight. We're happy to be joined by Dave Berman. You might have heard him over the winter with helping out with DelcoHoops.com, but great to have Dave on the sideline tonight.
Hey, how you doing there, guys? I can see you crystal clear, and right now it's actually quiet. When that band is going, it's hard to hear, guys.
Yeah, it is. That's why we give you the special earphones, so it should be enough so you can hear the broadcast.
I'm trying my best. So, as you know, Strathaven has dominated the Lifetime Series with Harrington winning 7 of the 8 meetings they started playing back in 2008.
Thanks, Dave, and we'll be getting back to you as the game progresses.
And so, again, thanks in advance to Dave. He'll give us some insight and join us for the Hero Bowl over the summer as well. But Strathaven, again, the captains will meet at midfield shortly, and we'll get to the national anthem. But Strathaven, you know, we talked about the heartbreak and difficulties of last week, but, boy, was there a lot to feel good about. Yes, giving up 36 points, things to work on the defensive side of the ball, namely some sloppy tackling and some guys out of position. But, you know, coming off one scrimmage, it's kind of, you know, not unexpected, really. But in the meantime, the offense was clicking. And boy, oh boy, you had two runners over 100 yards. A third running back with 74 yards, that's Makai Hill, combined rushing and receiving, with Nulon and Bobo both over 100. Evan Atsevez, over 100 yards passing.
What a night. Yep.
Two touchdown passes, two interceptions as well, but well balanced. That two tight end set, Interborough, frankly, had no answers. And, again, it was great to see the Panthers' offensive line looking pretty good and, again, some talent in the backfield. Speaking of talent in the backfield, we mentioned earlier that Jay Smith is out for the next, multiple weeks ahead with an arm injury, but the Panthers do get Hunter Mazur back in the lineup. He practiced all week. They missed him for really the second half of last season, and certainly last week could have made a big difference in the return game. He's the leading kick returner from a year ago. He's a corner. We'll probably see him in the backfield at halfback and fullback, and really one of the fastest guys on the field. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the opening kickoff, and a whole lot more. Stick around. Be back in 30 seconds for the tail end of the national anthem, and a whole lot coming here on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's good to hear in person. 12th Man, the Strathaven Marching Unit, joining us. And, again, happy to be here on a Labor Day weekend. My guess is that band will only get a little bit bigger once school starts next week. And we'll check in with Jack Hans maybe at halftime and get an actual number or a head count on the band and band front this year. But, Mike, you've been saying it for years. If you have $5 to spend, it's a great way to spend an evening. You come out and watch some football, certainly, but the halftime show is entertainment enough. So the Panthers have deferred, I believe, on the 20th.
They're going to receive.
They're going to receive, okay, and move from left to right to start the game here. Van Bobo standing deep to return along with Tommy Foster and Hunter Mazur on the field. We mentioned he is back from injury, but it'll be Foster and Bobo standing deep around their 10-yard line. And big number 17, Will Thomas, who will be a defensive end and tight end as well tonight. He has it teed for the Rams at the 40-yard line. So, glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive, or maybe even here in the stadium. Again, thanks again to Mike Mayer for getting things up and running. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti in advance. He's here helping us out with stats and the spotting. Dave Berman's down on the sideline. We'll check in with him in a moment, but here we go. Thomas approaches and sends a low squib kick. It's going to take two hops and be juggled and picked up by Tommy Foster at the 16-yard line. Looks for a little bit of running room, bunched up at the left hash mark and tumbled at the 35. The Panther offense will come onto the field with their familiar wing T, Evan Atsevez, at the controls. He is your senior quarterback wearing number 8. The fullback is Zach Nulon. Van Bobo and Makai Hill are the halfbacks. We'll see Hunter Mazur in there as well. Tight end is John Harar. Second tight end tonight is Dan Reeves. The split end will be Tommy Foster at times, and the center, Brian Dozier. Ryan Morris and Rob Dubois are your guards. Lee Holbert and Ben McFetridge are your bookend tackles. On first and 10 from the 35, left hash, wing T behind Atsevez on first down. Give his Zach Nulon a little bit of running room, but not a whole lot off left tackle there, but give him 4. Brings up second down and 6. Harrington defense looks like this. Front 4, Mike Boken, James Cole, Ray Fulbright, and Will Thomas. Linebackers include Jack Rosenfeld, Nick Molineaux, and Harry Thomas. The secondary, Taj Wright Rooney and Marquis Marshall are your corners. Shamad Spruill and Jack Thomas are your safeties. Second down and 6 upcoming after Nulon picked up 4 on his first carry of the night. Split end to the right is Tommy Foster. 3-step drop for Atsevez. They fire out here to Foster too high. Couldn't go up and get it, and incomplete, it falls. Foster with good speed, and there was a cushion out here. If they connect, he's got some running room.
Yeah, that was funny. A very similar play to the last play last week, which went high as well.
And the last throw, just a little bit of. I was looking at the video of that, and you never hope for a penalty against your own team, but it looked like Foster even was moving at the time of the snap. It probably would have been done well to get a false start flag.
Right.
Jet sweep coming here on third down and 6. Makai Hill looking for room off the edge. He's got a first down and more. 45-40 midfield, 45-40 deep into the Rams territory. Easy for me to say. Makai takes it all the way down to the 25-yard line. Gain of 36 and a Panther first down. Nice run there for Makai Hill.
Boy, that was just sealed off beautifully. He sealed off the whole corner, gave him plenty of space, and he just took off.
All right, here we go. Brian Dozier is over the football. Right hash mark for the Panthers. Two tight ends. Reeves to the left, Harar to the right. Give is to Makai Hill, running room off the right side again. And he's dropped there by Big 66 for the Rams. That's Mustafa El-Kashab. They call him Moose. And they take
I like that.
Takes it down to the 22. Gain of 3 for Hill, so a little tougher sledding on his second carry. Hill with 60 yards rushing and 14 receiving a week ago. And senior laden backfield now. Hill wing to the left. Bobo and Nulon sit behind Atsevez in the wing tee. Here's Bobo on his first carry of the night, and he's dropped at the 16, but give him six more. He was very effective last week. The carry that he wants back is the fourth and two where he was stopped, but boy, that sweep off the left side was really their best play all night a week ago, and 11 carries for Van a week ago for over, well 100, sorry, where is he? 123 yards. Third and one. Atsevez turns, gives to Nulon a little room off left side, and he is belted, but I think he'll fall forward to the 14 and have enough for the first down. So nicely done by Nulon.
Hey, guys, can I give you number 75 for Strathaven, the center, Brian Dozier?
Yeah.
His father, Brian, was a great at Chester High back in the day and also had a nice career at Penn State University.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
He's a wealth of information, that guy.
He's giving us the history lesson. It's great.
It's amazing how he carries that library with him.
Wing left is Makai Hill. Two tight ends set on first and 10. This is Bobo off the left side. Cuts it back. He is a shoestring away from getting to the secondary. Nice job by Big 55 to hang on tight. That's Mike Boken with some help there from his buddies. Bobo stopped at the 8. Give him six more. And, again, second and short upcoming for the Panthers. Each of the three running backs with a pair of carries thus far, and the Panthers in business here. Second down and about four.
As you mentioned, Harrington very young, only six seniors.
Sophomores galore, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We'll get to that when they get the ball back. But here's Makai Hill, left a little room off the right side, and he picks up about four more. Takes it down to the four-yard line, and it'll be awfully close to a first down. We'll see. Yep, they put the chains on the ground on the far sideline. Makai picks up four, and a Panther first down. First and goal to go now from the four. 8:49 and counting to play here in the opening drive of the ball game. No score, but the Panthers knocking on the door.
Yeah, knocking on the door, but I'll tell you, Harrington's making work for this one. I would have expected them to punch it in every time they snap the ball. That's obviously a risk, but it's good workout.
Two tight ends again. Wing to the right is Van Bobo. Give is to Makai Hill, looking for him off the right side. He is dropped for a loss this time. They've got him wrapped up back at the five as number 14, Rosenfeld, comes in quickly. And, you know, the Panthers, in talking to the coaching staff before the game, thought, hey, you know, we had a little trouble a week ago with A-gap blitzes and things and thought that, you know, Harrington might try a few different kinds of fronts. You know, they're down four linemen as their base set, but... my guess is they'll crowd it a little bit and see how many they can come in unblocked. Second down and goal from the six. On a counter, this is Bobo, and they had a man waiting for him.
Yep.
No chance on that one as Bobo runs smack into 64, Ray Fulbright, who goes 6'2", 220. Bobo at about 145 pounds, no match there. Loss of four, and now it's third and goal from the 10.
I know Strathaven likes to run, guys. However, you got to pass on this play, I would imagine.
Well, not something they normally like to do, Dave, but we'll see if they found religion, so to speak, and if they'll go for the throw at this stage of the game. We also have a freshman kicker who this may be within his range, but they decided to try for three.
Third and goal from the 10. Harar tight end to the right. Motion man is Makai Hill, and Atsevez back to pass. On third and goal, blitz coming. Firing deep and high to the corner. It is Harar has it knocked away. He was right near the boundary. Not sure he would have come down in bounds anyway, but good defense there from number 11, Jack Thomas. 17, Will Thomas is a little bit bigger and part of the defensive line, but Jack Thomas, the free safety, there to help break it up. So pass falls incomplete. Fourth and goal from the 10, and on to attempt a 27-yard field goal is number 80, the freshman, Emmett Young. 5 for 5 a week ago on extra points. This will be his first field goal attempt of the season. 7:10 to play here in the first quarter. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Plenty of leg for Young. Up and good. Emmett Young pounds it through. 7:10 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven 3. Harrington nothing. Rams will get the ball when we come back. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you're joining us. Either live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph. 65-yard scoring drive. Emmett Young pounds it through.
We didn't give him a growl, by the way.
There you go. Better late than never.
Yep.
And Young's first field goal attempt of the season gives the Panthers a 3-0 lead. He has a tee just inside the right hash. Two return men stand deep for Harriton, and here's a line drive kick. It's going to take a hop at about the 16 and then roll sideways to number one. This is Taj Wright-Rooney looking for room up the right hash. He cuts inside momentarily and is dropped at about the 22-yard line. Good work there by the Panthers in coverage. And it'll be the Harriton offense on the field. So, again, no traditional quarterback to speak of. Three of the running backs that will get direct snaps will include Evan Martin, number two Stan Patton in place of the injured Colin Pridgent. Michael Stewart wears number six. Other wide receiver slash wingback is Shamaj Spruill. Jack Rosenfeld is one of the wingbacks as well. We'll get into the offensive line in a moment. On first and 10 from the 23. Here's a shotgun snap. It's juggled in the backfield. Ball on the ground, and John Harar is going to make him pay. Harar drops him for a loss back at the 16-yard line. Loss of seven on the play for number 18, Evan Martin.
Hey, guys. John is 6'9". He might be one of the fastest guys on the Strathaven team, and he is getting Division I looks not only in football but, of course, basketball.
Yeah, has just got another offer today, actually, in basketball. Has a standing offer from Rider University and just got one today from Bowling Green. And starting to be some football interest sniffing around as well. Here we go. Back to the 17-yard line. Harriton with the single wing look. Snap and looking to run a sweep to this near sideline to the left of the formation. This is Martin and strung out nicely by Jake Fisher and then gets help from his friends at about the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for Martin. It's going to bring up third down and about 16.
That's exactly what you want to see from the end. Keep it stretched out. Keep it stretched out as far as you can and wait for help. And that's exactly what happened.
I'm going to say thanks in advance to our buddies WNPV in Lansdale, Daryl Dobus and Jeff Nolan keeping up with their Twitter game, and we'll keep you get some score updates there, and also to our friends at Delco Times. At first glance, Marple Newtown on top of Pencrest 7-0, and we'll get Garnet Valley Upper Darby scores and others as well. But here, third down and about 15. And flags all over the place.
Whoa.
Everybody moved.
Yeah, that wasn't a real well-engineered play.
Hard count, but I'm not sure if Strathaven jumped first. We'll have to see.
Well, with all that movement.
We'll talk it over. Yeah, everybody moving. The ball did not.
I would say encroachment.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I'm getting older, but I think, unless I'm going blind, I'm wrong.
No, that's right.
All right, false start.
Anyway, can I give the referees a shout?
Sure. Yay, go for it.
Referee tonight, John McManus. The umpire, Gary Brisbane, along with his helpers here, Lance Cash, Mike Renning, Bob Saraceno, and Joe Comey.
Thanks again to our guys in black and white tonight. 5:36 to play here in the opening quarter. 3-0 Strathaven, and now Harriton facing 3rd and 20 deep in their own territory. They'll snap this from about the 12-yard line.
I think Coach Meller is arguing to the refs that it was not an illegal shift of any kind, or well, what they called a motion, but I don't know. There was so much movement, I couldn't even tell you what the rule would be for that. It looked like everybody but the center decided to switch places.
Sometimes when a coach has that kind of a setup in his back pocket, he might clue in the officials in advance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And say, look, we may move multiple guys all at once. But here we go. Shotgun look. And encroachment. There's encroachment. And Strathaven just gave back those 5 yards.
And so, back and forth we go.
Michael Stewart in the backfield in what traditionally would be your quarterback set at the moment. When they do throw it, he's typically the guy to do it. And Harriton attempted just 4 passes all of last week, just to give you an idea. And so, again, single wing look here. It's going to be 3rd and 15, back to where they started at the third at the 17-yard line.
Well, Brian, you guys announced, you and Mike announced the name Thomas a lot last week at the Interbro game. Now you have three Thomases to worry about tonight.
That's right.
And hopefully with not the kind of success that Thomas had last week.
Yeah.
Boy, he was a killer.
Over 220 yards for Chris Thomas of Interboro a week ago. Third and 15. Snap comes to the halfback. This is Martin running off the left side. A little bit of room, and it closes quickly down at the 25-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth and 7, and here comes the punt team. So good coverage there, good recovery there by Ryan Morris and the rest of the Panther defense. Brings up fourth and call it 7. So give Martin 8 on his third carry of the night. But standing deep to return now, Sean Daly and Tommy Foster at about their own 40-yard line. And Evan Martin stands deep, awaiting the punt snap. 4:06, 4:05, and counting to play here in the first quarter. Strathaven 3, Harrington nothing. Martin awaits the snap. It's a good one. He steps into it, and there's a line drive headed towards Daly at the 40-yard line. He juggles it momentarily, and now we'll scoop it along the near sideline, puts his head down and runs through one tackle, and then a flag comes in late. You might get a face mask here to give him an extra 5. So he stopped at the 46. Give him 5 on the return, and we'll check the flag in a moment. Did you see anything, Dave?
Actually, guys, I saw nothing.
Okay.
I did. It has to be a very soft face mask if it is.
That's what it's called.
So Daly, 5 on the return, and they'll tack on 5 more, which will put Strathaven on the Harrison side of the midfield stripe here to start their second possession of the evening. Perk Valley up 14-6 on Frankfurt in a non-league game. Perk Valley in a wild win, 42-41 over Downingtown East a week ago, where they had a 4-touchdown lead and sounds similar to Strathaven, but they were able to hold off a late two-point conversion attempt and hang on for a 42-41 win. So Perk Valley trying to go to 2-0 with two good non-league wins to start here. All right, two tight end set. Wing to the right is Van Bobo. On first down, quick hitter is to Nulon, and Holt closes very quickly on the guard trap. And nice job there from the inside linebacker, Harry Thomas, on the stop. And Nulon picks up just a yard.
That first drive, guys, reminded me of the legendary Strathaven drives from back in, from like 93 all the way to 2005. Very similar until they got, inside the 10.
Tommy Foster split to the left. Tight end to the right is John Harar. On second and 9 from the 48, Atzevez on Mustang sweep looking for room as Bobo steps out of one tackle in the backfield and does well just to get back to the line of scrimmage. That could or should have been a loss of 6 or 7, and Bobo wiggles his way out of it for no gain. Well, in fact, they'll even give him a yard. And it brings up third down and long. So nice job here by the Harrington defense so far. Certainly more resistance than a year ago, where Strathaven was up 47-0 at halftime and went on their way to a 68-14 win. But nice work here by the Rams to get things started. Foster split into the right this time. From the left hash on third down and 8, motion man is Makai Hill. Back to pass is Atzevez. Looking, firing to the outside, and it is juggled and intercepted. No, incomplete. They say it hit the ground. Oh, boy, Jack Thomas with nearly an incredible interception. He's arguing that he got his hands under it, could not pull it in. And I don't know, Dave, it was right in front of you, awfully close.
Love to see that on instant replay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wait for a few days. I'll get it for you.
So the Panthers 0-3 in the passing game through their first two series. 2:33 to play here in the first quarter. 3 and out go the Panthers, and unable to turn in this great field position into anything on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I would say Hibben right now is doing a little bit of struggling. They're having trouble making blocks and holding blocks. It's not working the way it was. Now they call the timeout.
All right, timeout. Head coach Kevin Clancy on 4th and long. That's not where you want to use your first time out. The Panthers will have to regroup here. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive. We'll keep it right here then if Mike has to reset the commercial there.
Yeah, let me do
it. We'll send it down to Dave here for a moment.
All right, Mike, I have a question for you. I'm standing right behind the Strathaven, right in front of their bench and behind the players. And there is a yellow line. I can't go over that yellow line, can I?
No, you can. The white line, actually, to the side, you mean, beyond the 30s?
Yes.
Or the 25s? Okay. Yeah, you can do that. Just stay well behind that red pinkish line.
I don't want anybody yelling at me.
Well, they may yell at you, but, you're allowed to be there, so that's okay.
I'm the new guy on the block.
Right.
All right, fourth and eight. Panthers get a good snap to the punter, Zach Neuline, who booms one. High spiral towards the left sideline. It's going to bounce inside the 15 and out of bounds. This will pin Harrington back to the 10-yard line. Excellent kick from Neuline, 37 and no return. So terrific kick. Neuline punted it just once last week. So, again, a good sense of how well the offense was clicking. But this time it comes a little earlier in the game than they would have liked. But still, 90-yard field in front of Harrington here as they trail 3-0. And the Rams trying to work out of the shadow of their own goalposts here. A couple quick score updates from around District 1 and District 12. Bergen Catholic 13, Archbishop Wood 6 in a big game over at William Tennant tonight. Non-league action. Steve Devlin and the Archbishop Wood Vikings went to Ohio last week. They were 21-21 in the second quarter and had that game stopped due to bad weather conditions. So trying to just get four quarters in tonight. But Bergen Catholic leads that one early. First and 10 here. Snap comes straight to number 6, and he is buried by John Harar. Harar got off his block and is going to drop number 6, Michael Stewart, for a loss of a yard on his first carry of the night.
Coach Kevin Clancy, more Berman trivia here. Year number 26, 223 wins, 80 losses, 2 state titles, 2 state runner-ups, 6 trips to the state playoffs. Unbelievable.
158, 157 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Second down and 11 for the Rams from their own 9 as John Harar in on a bunch of tackles last week and actually probably, I don't know, the play of the game last week is going to have to be, it's going to be something special to top that one in my mind. We'll come back to that one in a moment. Now, a major shift here. No flags this time. The officials, I think, were aware of it. Right Rooney, split end to the right. And they run to that right side. Looking for room is Martin, and he's got a little bit of room, maybe to the line of scrimmage and not much else. Maybe a yard. And Van Bobo in on the stop, steps up from the corner spot, and they'll give him no gain. Third down and about 11.
That's got to be one of the greatest names of all time, Van Bobo.
His older brother, Naeem, was a player here for graduated a few years back as well, and Van contributed more on the ground last week statistically than he did all of last season. So, again, lots to feel good about on the Strathaven side of things in the early going. Third and 11. Snap comes to the halfback this time, and Ryan Morris and friends wrap him up after a short gain. Jake Fisher in on the stop as well. Gain of just 2 for Martin. It'll bring up fourth down and 9. And the punt team on again. So the Panther defense tackling much better than they did a week ago and stand to get pretty good field position as Tommy Foster and Sean Daly set up on the Harrington side of midfield. They awaited at about the 45, and Martin will kick this one with his heels near the goal line. 20 seconds, 19 seconds and counting play here in the first quarter. Panthers had a punt return for a touchdown a year ago from about this spot on the field. We'll see if history can repeat itself. Foster awaits at the right hash. Daly to his left. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and Harrington's going to let this clock run out and try it from the other end of the field. Okay. Well, we'll take a short timeout then, and again, shorten the game, and Harrington's got to feel good. Trailing only 3-0 after one quarter. Panthers trying to get this offense going as we start the second stanza after this short timeout. Glad you're joining us here on HavenFootball.net. Be back in just a moment.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary. Pete Fulcinetti here in the booth with the stats and spotting. And Dave Berman down on the sideline. Glad you're joining us here on a beautiful, beautiful night for football.
Look at that sunset.
A terrific sunset. You've got a slight breeze. It's, I don't know, 70 degrees. Yeah. It is just fantastic, fantastic weather for a football game. And hopefully you're outside watching it. But if you're inside and listening as well, we're glad you're joining us. Harrington to punt it from their own goal line. Tommy Foster and Sean Daly await the punt. Snap is a good one. Line drive kick is headed towards Sean Daly. It's going to take a hop right towards him and roll out of bounds right at the midfield stripe. And Strathaven, again, will start with excellent field position with a 3-0 lead and move right to left here in our as we begin this second quarter. So we'll keep this keep the other score updates going. And Downingtown West trailing Wayne Valley 13-10 at the moment. Chichester out of the Del Valle leading 12-0 at the moment. So Chichester looking to go to get things going. And here on first down, flags all over the place pre-snap here. Hunter Mazur has checked into the game along with number 53, Luke Healy. Healy just a sophomore in there at guard. They rotated him in last week and were pleased with how he did for the most part. And here, five-yard false start, illegal procedure here against the Panthers. So, first and 15 now from their own 45-yard line.
Boy, as well as the offense played last week, they are just looking like they are struggling tonight. We hope they find their rhythm here.
Eight men in the box here for Harrington. Split end to the right is Chris Rossini. Wing to the right is Hunter Mazur. From the left hash on first down, gives it to Makai Hill. A little bit of room off the right side. Picks up the penalty yardage, plus one. Brings up second down and nine after Hill goes for six. Five carries, 47 yards for Makai Hill. 36 of it came on his first carry of the game, and the Harrington defense has held everybody in check since.
A couple of other games I'm interested in up there, Brian. Chester at Springford. And also Coatesville, Cumberland Valley from the powerful mid-pen.
We'll see what we can come up with there later on. A-gap blitz is coming. They give it on the counter to Hunter Mazur. His first carry in, well, almost a year. And good to see him back on the field as he falls forward to the 45-yard line. Gain of four for Hunter Mazur. Great to see now the now senior out there. Mazur headed to West Point on to play lacrosse a year from now. But, again, terrific all-around athlete, one of the fastest players, if not the fastest player on the Strathaven roster, so good to have him back. Third down and five here for the Panthers. Any positive yardage, it wouldn't shock me to see them go for it on fourth and short. Rossini, split end to the left. Double wing, motion man is Mazur. They give it to him on the jet sweep. It gets a good block, and he has some room here. Uses that speed across the 40-yard line, down to the 39, and a Panther first down. Give him six on the jet, and they'll move the sticks on that far sideline. Fresh set of downs for the Silver and Blacks. Well, excellent blocking up front that time.
Yep.
Makai Hill engaged his man right away, and again, even when you can kind of see it coming, if the guy is just a little bit faster than you, it's looking that good. All right, here we go. Split end to the right is Rossini. Motion man is Mazur. They give on the delay to Newline. The fullback falls forward to the 35 and falls over number four, Harry Thomas, and gains an extra yard, rolling over top of him. So give him 5 yards on his biggest carry of the night so far. So tough sledding for the fullback. Four carries for 12 yards here in the early going.
Tell you what, this young Harrington team doing a fine job out there defensively.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Harrington's having terrible trouble with their offense, but boy, their defense is having some nice moves.
Wing left is Makai Hill. Wing right is Hunter Mazur. They give it to Newline, and he's tumbled almost immediately again on yet another tackle. Exactly. Harry Thomas, just a sophomore, number four, 5'10", 160, and he has been in on – that's a guy that Justin Meller told me about before the game. He's like, oh, he's going to make every tackle. And, you know, only I think he's only half kidding, it seems.
Yeah, well, they better start learning how to block him then, huh?
Third down and one as Newline picks up four. They'll snap it from the 30-yard line at the left hash. Second tight end into the game now is Dan Reeves. He sets up to the right. Harrar to the left. Harrington showing blitz. They pick up that block, and here goes Newline into the secondary, shedding tackles and falling down to the 20-yard line. Give him 10 and a first down. Boy, they had that snap timed perfectly, and still nice block there from the wing. I didn't see who that was over there. That was Mazur who picked up that blitzer, and Newline springs for 10 and a first down.
Looking like good old Dan Mulhern and John Mulhern back in the day.
Now you're going back.
First and 10 from the 20. Two tight end set. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. eight-man front for the Rams, and the give is to Hunter Major. A little bit of running room, and he sheds one tackle. Boy, he bounced off of Thomas and falls for 4 yards there. Nice job there by Major as he was belted, but still ended up on the positive end of that. It's going to bring up second down and maybe give them just two, I guess, by the time they mark it. All right, second down and eight. 8:20 and counting to play in the first half.
You know, Harrington is playing the box really tight. They've got everybody in. They've got to get some passes completed here to try to pull that pressure off.
Two tight ends again. This is Mekhi Hill, running room straight up the middle. Mekhi, speed up the middle, and he will take it in from 18 yards out. Oh, he's parted that time. Terrific blocking, and Hill goes untouched up the middle.
Well, on the other hand, they could run it.
First touchdown of the year for Mekhi, and that was beautifully blocked.
You guys would know better than me. I'm looking at possible colleges for some of these Strathaven studs. I tell you, they got some ball players.
Second down and eight turns into 6 points there for the Panthers. Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. 9-0 Strathaven, extra point pending. Atsevez to hold. Chris Rossini will snap it.
Atsevez to hold.
Ball snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. And Young, six for six on the year now on extra points. 10-0 Strathaven. 8:05 to play here in the first half. Be back in just a moment. Thanks again to our generous sponsors here on havenfootball.net. Actually, we're going to have to find another way to get to our sponsors as the radio program, commercial program is giving Mike Fitz here.
But, I don't know what's causing this.
All right, a couple quick score updates. Academy Park 14, Unionville 6, late in the second quarter. Garnet Valley is up 35-14 on Upper Darby, still with 5 minutes to play before halftime.
Let's go to the break, see what happens.
All right.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 10-0 Strathaven, 8:05 to play here in the first half. Mekhi Hill's first touchdown of the year. As the Panthers in the end zone for the first time tonight. High end over end kick. It's going to be juggled at the 8-yard line and now still juggling at the 6-yard line. This is Stan Patton. Makes one man miss at the inside the 10, and he is hammered down by John Morris at the 18-yard line. So tough field position here again for the Rams. They trail at 10-0. Strathaven, three offensive drives, a 27-yard field goal, a three and out. And then that one for Mekhi Hill, call it a 50-yard scoring drive, even though that first play, 5-yard penalty backed them up. It's a 50-yard scoring drive, and Hill punching it in at the 8:05 mark of this second quarter. Harrington brings in the play with Michael Stewart calling out the signals. He is your de facto quarterback at the moment. He's joined in the backfield by number 21, Shamad Spruill, along with number 18, Evan Martin. They might snap it to any of them. It's Martin for room off the left side, and he sheds one tackle, but John Harar's got him for a loss. Fisher slowed him down. Harar cleans him up. Back at the 15-yard line, loss of four on the play, and the Rams have not found a way to consistently block Big 89 yet.
Well, and the fact that he's being popped by somebody else, you know, and slows him down. Harar is very quick, but the running back's got to get out there really, really quick to make that turn. But yeah, Harrington's definitely got problems on offense. Their defense is looking, you know, decent, but boy, they got to find an answer on offense.
Rams from the left hash this time. Again, sort of a shotgun look. Four men in the backfield. They snap it, and straight up the middle goes Stewart, and he is slammed down by guess who? John Harar stands him up right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, and it's third and long once again.
Well, you can tell why Division I college football and basketball coaches are looking at John. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a force to be reckoned with out there.
Third and long. Felt like we've been saying this over and over for Harrington, unfortunately, tonight. Third and long for the Rams from, again, deep in their own territory. Nose of the football at the 15-yard line. Panther defense trying to force a three and out and likely come up with pretty good field position here. Snap, direct snap, and now they run a counter back to this left side. Everybody stayed home, and nice job by big 52 Lee Holbert, wrapping up number 14, Jack Rosenfeld. No gain on the play, so the direct snap and a little counter, and still nothing doing.
Yeah, Lee Holbert, guys, only a junior, 6'2", 274, and he moves very well.
Big Lee, they're looking for big things this year and certainly ahead to next year. So standing near midfield is Tommy Foster. Sean Daly at the 45 awaiting yet another punt here. Another three and out for Harrington. High snap. Pulling it in is Martin. And, oh, he just does get it away. Side of his foot, though, angling towards the Strathaven sideline. It bounces off a Harrington player and is dropped there at the 36-yard line. Martin did well to haul that thing in, or else it snapped through the end zone. So Strathaven, with their best field position of the night here, will snap from the left hash mark, moving right to left with a 10-0 lead. They'll have just 36 yards to pay dirt here with 5:47 to play here in the first half. So at halftime, we'll be talking with Pete Fulgenetti about any number of things in the world, as always. And my guess is Dave Berman will chip in as well. We'll try to get some more score updates as well. Pencrest on the wrong end of a 21-0 score behind Marple, but back to pass is Atsevez. Looking down the middle, he goes. Foster is out there, and he's got it for a touchdown. Touchdown, Tommy, on the post. 36 yards, and the Panthers are in the end zone again. Beautiful delivery. And Foster was 5 yards behind everybody.
Thomas Foster, junior, 5'6", 137, and he has speed of light.
Beautiful throw from Atsevez, and just no free safety at home in the middle there. Caught him in a man-to-man, and Foster had one catch for 41 yards a week ago. Scored two long touchdowns against Harrington late in the second half last year, and he's on the board here. Extra point from Yemet Young is up and good. 5:40 to play, and the Panthers need one play to take advantage of that very short field. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment.
All right, and we'll try again. I don't know what's going on.
Mike's going to have
a nervous breakdown.
Some frustration over our over the commercials. But, hey, Mike and Dave, you guys can talk it up. I'll try to send another quick tweet here to our, well, internet watchers at home.
Well, I'll tell you, this is you know, tough news for a bunch of kids when they're trying to put together a game and they're just not having any success with it. Harrington is having some success on defense, but just terrible difficulty trying to get anything going on offense. And, Dave, you have any clues or, you know, I don't know whether is it disorganized or just being overpowered?
Absolutely being overpowered here tonight, Mike. Strathaven defense looks fantastic. They're on top of their game. Great coaching job by Kevin and his staff.
All right, well, we'll try to get the commercial in next time around. Here we go with the kickoff.
Emmett Young has it teed again from just inside the left hash. 17-0 Strathaven. The defense has been spectacular. The offense starting to click here in this second quarter. Young, high, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to number 23, Jack Torbeck. From the 10-yard line is the 15-20. Speed up this near sideline and takes out the 32 before he's dropped by number 24, Nick O'Connor. So 5:34 to play here in the first half. Harrington now trailing by 17. Evan Atsevez with his third touchdown pass of the season. First one into the hands of Tommy Foster. And that's a connection that the Panthers are hoping to make time and time again now for the next 9-plus weeks, they would hope.
I really believe playing other sports helps the Strathaven ball players, from lacrosse to basketball. You know, the more sports you play, the better you're going to be.
First and 10, single wing look again for the Rams. They shift everybody, and the Panthers jump once again. Well, that is a legal shift, and the Panther defense just has to recognize it. Watch the ball, not the players, and again, you're going to end up with, I think this time it'll be 5 yards of encroachment. Wait for the signal here.
Penalty against the Panthers.
Finish our tweet. So we'll, again, thank all our friends in the Twitterverse. But Marple Newtown up on Pencrest, 21-0. That's what I was starting to explain before Atsevez threw that dart down the middle. And Marple defense doing the
first
job there.
For
and let's see. Upper Dublin on top of Truman, 27-0. Not a surprise there. But here, first and five now for Harrington. Direct snap comes to Martin, and he is slammed down by Lee Tolbert. Tolbert caught him almost immediately. Forward progress will give him the 36, and I think he'll call it a loss of one.
Harrington's going to have to start trying to pass the ball, guys.
Well, they don't have any way to pass. That's part of the problem.
Harrington at the moment with 4 yards of offense.
Second and six.
5-10, 5-09 and counting to play here in the first half, and the Panther defense has been terrific. Longest play of the night for Harrington was an 8-yard run on third and forever. So here, Panthers trying to force another three and out. First and five is now turned into second and six from their own 36-yard line. Calling the signals is Michael Stewart. He takes the snap and give it on a jet sweep off that left side and running room this time for Martin. Speed at the 45. Out near the midfield stripe on the far sideline. See where they spot it. Out to the 49-yard line. Gain of 13. So there's the Carroll curse for you.
Yeah. Well, in reverse.
That's right. Saying, hey, Panther defense is terrific. The longest play was 8 yards all night. And here's the Rams for 13 more. Nice run there by Martin. And terrific job by the left side of the line.
But
sealing it off.
Yeah. Coach Clancy, that's not going to happen too many times the rest of the night. So they saw that once. They're going to be on top of it.
From the 49. Rams break the huddle from at the left hash mark. 4:39 to play here. Offensive line shifts again. Tight end and wing comes to the near side. Now this is Stewart on almost a Statue of Liberty-esque. It's sort of a faked a high handoff to his left and falls forward for just a yard. Again, defensive line does well to tie him up.
I tell you, I don't want to be a jinx, but this is a fast moving ball game.
4:19 and counting to play here in the first half.
We got our hands full last week, so that was we were here for 3 hours or so on a game. But of course, when you score 70 something points, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was. We'll do that every week.
We went to go out to dinner afterwards. Everything was closed.
Second and nine from the midfield stripe. Stewart barking out the signals, takes a low snap. Now it's on the ground, and the Panthers are going to swarm him and drop him for a loss. He'll lose 2 yards on the play back to the 49, and Panthers are, again, putting the Rams in third and long.
I'm sorry, who got that center? Who centered it?
Well, who carried the ball? Yeah. It was six. That was Michael Stewart. So clock stops momentarily. Not sure why. An equipment issue, maybe? Okay, they restart it. Third down and 11 from back at the 48 now. Stewart looking for some kind of room up front. Running a sweep to this near sideline, and John Harar is waiting for it. Sheds a tackle, but there's going to be a bunch of black jerseys to wrap him up, including Makai Hill. Forward progress will get him into the arms of where Harar was. At the 43-yard line. But now they move it back to the 40. So Makai Hill all the way drops him for a loss of 8 on the play, and it's fourth down and 19. So fourth and long again for the Rams. Nice job by Harar to stay home. Good pursuit by the linebacker Hill to clean it up.
Good to see Chip Carroll in the house here tonight, former longtime athletic director for Strathaven.
Good to see him indeed. Well, I haven't seen him yet.
I haven't seen him yet either. All right. Coming over to the booth.
Send him up.
He looks 10 years younger.
Yeah.
Foster and Daly await the punt from Martin. Back at their own 25. Waiting for the back judge to put his hand in the air, perhaps. Working the clock, the Rams. With a 17-0 lead, and Coach Meller's going to call timeout. Not a bad strategy there. Milk the clock here for as long as you can before you have to give it back to Strathaven. So we're going to try one more time on commercials here, Mike. Fingers crossed, and there it is. Okay. We'll take a short timeout with the Rams here. Back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million-dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. Sending it back. Fourth and 19 for the Rams. Punt formation. All too familiar here tonight for Coach Meller and Harrington. 2:17 to play here before halftime. Martin takes a snap and hits a line drive headed towards Daly. It's going to take one hop. Now come to Tommy Foster on two hops at the 25-yard line. He reverses ground and now is trying to find a wall on that far sideline. Makes one man miss and two man miss at the 25-30. Speed up that far sideline, and Foster is electric with the ball in his hands and all the way out to the 46-yard line. Well, you take a chance giving ground and moving backwards there, but Tommy rips off 20-plus on the punt return.
Yeah, not a good thing to do in general, but it looked good at the time.
I tell you, they have another kid coming up through the program. His name is Jamai Springfield. He's a sophomore, and he is watch out for him. He's electrifying, and he'll get his opportunity down the road. Jamai Springfield.
First and 10 from the 47, and Jamai, one of a couple of Springfield brothers, one of whom chipped in quite a bit last year at multiple positions, who's now graduated. But first and 10, two tight end set. Atsevez back to pass, looking, firing to the near flat. It is juggled and incomplete. Mekhi Hill had it go off his hands at about the midfield stripe. So
that's because he started running with it before he caught it.
Well,
you took the words right out of my mouth, Mike.
It is so hard to teach. And, you know, between expecting to get hit, looking at all that green in front of you, getting the ball in your hands, you're okay, turn it up. And then you go, whoops, the ball was left behind.
Dan Reeves checks out at tight end, and split end comes in. That's Foster. Second down and 10 for the Panthers. 1:54 to play here before halftime. Panthers with two timeouts in their pocket. Split end to the left is Foster. Wing to the left is Hill. Looking, firing, and he's got Foster on the near flat and running room at the 45-40. Speed down the near sideline. Strung out of bounds, and he's grabbed. Yep. It's going to be a horse collar tackle to tack it on. And let's see. Down to the 30 to the 27-yard line goes Foster, and he's going to end up. He might end up getting an unsportsmanlike here for maybe taunting. He got up and clapped his hands maybe a little too closely to the.
There are two flags.
Referees are talking it over right in front of me here at the Harrington 25-yard line.
26 on the reception for Foster, but. We're going to have to check the flag to see where this actually ends up. So Atsevez now 2 for 6 throwing it, 62 yards and a touchdown. Both of those personal foul, horse collar tackle. And then dead ball, personal foul, and sportsmanlike conduct against Foster and the Panthers. So
That's interesting.
If it's
they
post,
should offset,
well,
shouldn't
let's
they?
See. But it's a post-play foul, and it might offset, so... I think they're going to march it forward, and then, but yeah, I think it's going to end up there at the 27. So
yeah, it should offset each other.
Yeah.
I didn't see what Foster did or said.
He just clapped at the penalty being thrown.
He stood up and kind of lingered in the face of the defensive back.
And applauded the penalty, which I think is, you know, was.
Back in the day, we could get away with that.
Back in the day, you could do lots of stuff. Okay, now what are they going to do? Now they're going to turn and march it off.
To there, and they're going to march it right back. Post play, dead ball foul on sportsmanlike against Strathaven. This will march it back to the 28-yard line. Okay, so they're going to put it down right about the 29. Okay, all right.
So it basically the penalty becomes a 2-yard penalty.
Okay.
Go figure that one out for the stats.
All right. Atsevez brings in the play. 1:46 on the game clock here in the second quarter. 17-0 Strathaven, and looking for more here before halftime. Reeves is the tight end to the left, Harar to the right, and now I think they're going to need an explanation here. They're going to talk, officials gather over near the Harrington sideline. Quick score update. Halftime score, ready for this? Ridley and Haverford, scoreless.
Really?
So Ridley hung all sorts of points on Truman a week ago. Haverford with for a lot of people, was a stunning upset.
Yeah, where
Chester winning 24-21 last Saturday afternoon.
I was there.
Yeah, there you go. We'll talk about that one at halftime. Here's first and 10 from the 29. Strathaven on first down gives to Mekhi Hill off right tackle, cuts back to his left and takes it down to the 22. Gain of 7 for Mekhi, who is moving it well here in the first half. 72 yards on 7 carries and a Panther touchdown. No huddle look here. Clock ticks, 1:31 and counting. Atsavez is under center on second down and 4. Motion man is Major Give on the delay and flags all over the place. I think you're going to get a false start.
Very uncharacteristic for Strathaven.
A lot of penalties tonight, really, relative to what they are usually able to do.
You know, last week was pretty much just solid football play. I mean, everybody's running them down the field, so it was good, clean play. Tonight, we got trying to do a hurry-up offense and this and that, and just lots of stuff going on. And, of course, Haven is struggling, and that always means, you know, frustration for a lot of players.
Second down and 9. From the 23, Herrera tight end to the right. Reeves to the left, wing T behind Atsavez. Second down and 9, it's Mekhi Hill again off the right side. He sheds a tackle. Good strong running from Mekhi, and he picks up a first down. That'll stop the clock momentarily as he takes it down to the 16. Gain of 7. Nice work there by Mekhi Hill.
So many weapons, guys, with the Strathaven team.
Panthers, nice work here as they are under center. Game clock restarts, and Atsavez ready to snap it. Turns, gives to Hunter Major, running him off the left side, cuts back to his right, and he lowers the shoulder, takes it down to the 5 for a first down and goal to go. Down to the 6, give Major 10.
Mike, we saw Major in lacrosse last spring.
Yes,
boy,
right.
You can tell he's fearless.
First and goal.
59 seconds to play here before halftime. Panthers first and goal to go from the 6. Motion man is Hill. Gives to Nulon straight up the middle, and he is tumbled head over heels at the 4-yard line. 47, 46,
somebody
clock stops.
Okay.
Timeout, Strathaven. And let's see who that is. There's an injured Ram. Can't see if that's 14 or 24 heading off under some distress.
Number 24, guys.
Yeah. So Shane Sullivan with some distress here over on the far sideline. But Strathaven uses their second timeout and wants to talk things over on second and goal to go from the 4. One timeout remaining for the Panthers. They lead 17-0 and trying to put a third touchdown up on the board here in the second quarter. After the opening stanza, a 3-0 lead on the 27-yard field goal from Emmett Young. And since then, an 18-yard scoring run for Mekhi Hill, followed by a 36-yard touchdown strike from Evan Atsavez to Tommy Foster on the post. And now, just about 12 feet away from scoring yet again. 47 seconds to play before half.
Hey, guys, I want to give a shout out to the public address announcer. That guy is good. He's been around since 93, he told me.
Yeah, Gary James, good to have him back. Bob Jessen was here last week. Bob Jessen's still here, hanging out in the booth and entertaining us.
It's because none of us know what else to do in the fall on Friday nights, but be here.
All right. Here we go. Panthers with a 2 tight end set. Second and goal from the 4. Mekhi Hill off the right side. He's pushing, falls forward, and he is in for the touchdown. Second score of the night for the senior, Mekhi Hill, following the right tackle. 4 and a score for the Panthers. And now it's 23-0, extra point pending. Mekhi into the end zone for the second time.
Typical Strathaven football, very methodical, very precise, and doesn't really seem like a blowout. It's still not, but it is going to be hopefully 24-0 here in a moment.
Emmett Young steps into the extra point, plenty of leg, and it is right down the middle. 24-0, Strathaven, 41 seconds to play here before halftime. The defense will try to hold them off. One more time, Rams trying to get something going here before the halftime break. We'll stick right here and keep on talking, and then we'll run all sorts of commercials during halftime and catch up on our very generous sponsors without whom we aren't running this thing every week.
That's right, and if we don't get the commercials going, they're going to stop sponsoring.
Yeah, if we're going to get this radio program figured out.
Oh, it'll be okay, Mike, don't worry.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's always, and make goods in broadcasting.
That's right. All we have to do is schedule another game.
That's right. All right. Emmett Young will have this thing teed. And as I mentioned earlier, Harrington with all sorts of trouble tonight on the offensive side of the ball. Total yardage is barely in double digits through the first 23-plus minutes for the Rams. And just had all sorts of difficulty against the Strathaven defense, and namely getting those defensive front four blocked.
Hopefully that extra game will be a postseason game.
Hey, that would be nice. All right, Emmett Young has it teed inside the left hash. He approaches for the fourth time tonight. High, end over and kickoff. It's going to come down and taking it on the run at the 16-yard line and a little bit of room and spinning forward. Still on his feet and crawling his way out to the 38-yard line goes Jack Torbeck. Nice effort from the 5'8", 140-pound junior. And at the 38-yard line is where they'll place the ball and give the Rams one last crack at it here before halftime. At halftime, as I mentioned earlier, Pete Fulginetti will be here to talk Eagles, Phillies, Strathaven football, of course. And I'll see what I can do about some score updates from around District 1 and District 12.
Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year, man. 4-0. They look great in the preseason. Yeah, just like last preseason, last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it'd be nice. All right, here we go.
Then you wake up.
Okay. Perk Valley up 36-18 now on Frankfurt. All right, here's a they fake the reverse, and this is Martin with room off the left side. They have the Panthers outnumbered, but great job by Sean Daly. The free safety flying up to stop Martin after a gain of five. There were three blockers and two defenders. Daly came flying in to make the stop on Martin after a gain of five. Nice work there from the junior safety. Ball at the 42-yard line. Clock ticks. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Harrington in no hurry here. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They're over the ball. I don't know if they'll get a snap here. Have to hurry. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They bark out the signals. This is a live play, and here we go. Looking for room is Martin off the right side. Panthers make the stop at the line of scrimmage. Nice work, John Morris. No gain for Martin on the final play of the half, and the Panther defense roaring through these first 24 minutes. Less than 20 yards of offense for the Rams, and 24 points on the board for the Strathaven Silver and Black. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment for halftime scores and a whole lot more chatter from Steve, Mike, and friends, and we'll see what else we can do. All right. Glad you're joining us live on the archive. Great to be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. Welcome back. We're at halftime at George L. King Field, where the Strathaven Panthers are taking on the Harrington Rams, and the Panthers lead 24-0. And Haven got off to a slow start. Harrington's defense has been given a little bit of trouble, not necessarily stopping them, but they did force a field goal on the first drive, which was great for the new freshman kicker, Emmett Young, who's been perfect the whole year in extra points. Terrific on kickoffs. I mean, it's really been remarkable. In any event, Pete, what are your thoughts? I know what I'm thinking.
I thought Haven came out a little flat. They came out much sharper against Innerbear, a much tougher opponent. They did get 3 points, and then after that, they started to warm up a little bit. But Harrington, we played them last year, as you know. We really rolled a big score up. This is definitely a better defensive unit for Harrington, you know. But the Panthers are still overwhelming in size and speed.
Right.
And what's happening, I think, is we're starting to wear them down. And I can only see it getting worse in the second half. The one thing about the Harrington's offense, they don't really have a real quarterback.
Yeah, they don't. They play that single wing.
Single wing, and you might get 3, 4, 5 yards, maybe 10 on a breakout. But when you're behind by 24 points, that's not the way to catch up. So I don't see much of a difference in the second half. I would say Haven played good, but I expected them to be a little sharper. Their defense was excellent, though.
Yeah, no, the defense has come on strong. Of course, Harrington's got some problems with that, so I'm not too sure how much a reflection that is of Haven's defense as opposed to Harrington's offense. But I am a little, I'll say concerned, but that's a little too strong of a word. I mean, you know, they came off of a great game last week where they really moved the ball. Innerborough, I think, overall was a better team. Certainly than Harrington, and was threatening. And I think maybe, yeah, I think sometimes what happens is kids read the press reports everybody else reads. They see that Harrington's got their issues, they just don't come in quite as prepared.
I think they said, well, we should have beat Innerborough, and Innerborough is one of the top 7 teams in the county. Harrington's coming in here, and, you know, we know we can blow them out. And they did come out flat. I could just see it in the way they were moving the ball. But they started warming up in the second quarter, and I think that will continue in the second half.
Dave, do you hear anything on the sidelines relative to Coach Clancy screaming at people, and, you know, what was his frustration?
No. He seemed pretty happy for Coach Clancy.
All right.
I didn't see any issues. I didn't see him really yelling at anybody. And I do know that it wasn't a perfect first half, but they're still up 24-0. Got to keep the penalties down and improve. And, you know, they're going to play Lower Merion, who they probably should beat next week.
Well, that's, you know, yeah. I mean, they've got Harrington this week, Lower Merion next week, and they're going to roll right into Ridley, which no matter how not good Ridley may be in a given year, they're always like running into a storm.
Well, I would love to help you out that game if there's an availability. I enjoy working with you guys. This is my first time ever with you guys. Thank you.
Don't beg. It's not because. No, I'm only kidding. We'll see what's going on.
That's a
whole lifetime away. Go ahead.
The only play that Coach Clancy really got upset was when Thomas Foster was running down a sideline and got horsepowered. He got up and he kind of got in the face of the guy, tackled him, and Coach Clancy really was upset for a good minute. Then he pulled Thomas Foster over, gave him a pat on the back, said, all right, just don't do it again.
Yeah, well,
Thomas Foster, I think this is his first year on the varsity, and he'll learn from that.
Well, that's just it. You know, the problem is, you know, as much taunting is not permitted now in the NFL, which I think is a good thing, you know, there's a certain ego involved, and, you know, our kids watch the pros, they watch college, and they pick up some not-so-good habits, and that's one of them, and you're right. I mean, fortunately, it was not a clutch moment. It did not mean the difference of a win or a loss, but, yeah, I mean, it's tough to sit there and tell your kids, hey, look, you know, they may pull this kind of stunts, you know, in the pros,
but
in high school.
If we're in the fourth quarter playing Ridley, and let's say it's tied and he does that.
Yeah, oh boy, that'd be a nightmare.
That could be a real nightmare.
That'd be a nightmare. So anyway, so Pete, you want to chat up the Eagles a little bit with their 4-0 record for the preseason, which means
4-0 in the preseason.
Here's a $1.50 in the 4-0 preseason. We'll see what you get you a cup of coffee.
Let me just tell you this. 2012, the Eagles were 4-0, and guess where they finished? 4-12. So preseason doesn't mean nothing. Like yesterday's game, all their players were on the sidelines having a drink, I think. They were sitting there in their shirts. They didn't even wear their shoulder pads.
They were doing interviews. That's what
they
were
doing. But, you know, there's some talent out there. The Eagles this year I expect to be very, very good defensively and very, very average offensively. Their defensive front four, excellent. Their safeties are probably two of the best in the league. They're weaker at corner. Their linebackers are okay. Offensively, I think they're going to struggle. Well, we know they can't go deep, you know, right. So they're going to have to do short passes, and the running game's going to have to kick in. If the defense can hold teams down to under 17, 18 points, they got a chance to win most games.
Do you want to add anything to this, Dave?
I think the Eagles are going to go a long way this year. I'm very excited.
Ooh, we have a difference of opinion. Ooh.
Because I am dying to see them win a world championship. Well, the last time I was only 2.5 years old. Do you guys remember when the Eagles won the world championship? Are you old enough, Ed?
I was 12.
I was 6.
And that was at Franklin Field the day after Christmas against the Green Bay Packers, 1960.
And let me tell you about that game. It was a home game. Back then, all home games were blacked out, even the championship game. I laid over my bed, my twin bed, next to my brother's bed, and listened to the whole game from start to finish because it was blacked out in Philadelphia.
Charlie Swift?
I think so.
Wow, 1960.
You know, the wonderful thing about doing this is I feel so young with you guys. You know, I don't remember any
Mike,
of that.
You feel young, but you don't look it.
Well, it's whatever. It's how you feel. That's the important stuff. Anyway, listen, I want shout out to the band. I mean, if you're listening and you haven't made a high school game, whether it's at Strathaven or anywhere else in the Delaware County area, go to a football game. I mean, it's admission's $5. It's a great game.
You know,
fans
you know,
are
Mike,
terrific.
About this band, every year we know there's different kids out there.
Right.
They can't be the same kids, but the sound is the same.
Yeah, unlike me, this longest 7 years of my life was high school. But go ahead.
The sound is always the same. How is that? Because of the directors and the way they're trained. And if you look back when we have the young band come in that plays with them in mid-October,
right, the
you can
school.
See they're just grooming them to come
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
There's absolutely... This is the way, if you could groom football teams this way, you'd always be a champion.
Well, here's a shocker. There's less than 400 kids in the band this year. It's like 385 or something.
Really?
Part of the reason is the freshman class is very small coming in, but the freshman class for next year is going to be even bigger.
In your travels, have you guys seen a band even close to Strathaven?
Never.
There isn't
never.
Any. There isn't
we,
any.
We see bands march out there, and we go, what happened to the rest of them? But, you know, a 400-piece band. See, when you have 400 members of a band, you don't do any competition. A lot of high schools want to do band competition. You can't compete with 400
The only
kids.
Band that I would say is anywhere near them, and they have less than half these members, is Conestoga. They're very good.
Yes.
But
there's
still like maybe 180, 200 members.
This is the only high school band I've seen that will fill the stadium, which is why the Eagles bring them back.
Yeah, it's awesome. Real quick here, who is the favorite to win the Central League this year?
I don't think there was a favorite. Favorite to win the Central League, Brian? Favorite to win the Central League? Does anybody have a favorite for the Central League? Yeah. Well, Ridley, Garner Valley, the normal nonsense, but yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what
Mike,
happens.
Thank you for this opportunity, and we'll be back for the second half.
All right, we'll be back for the second half. You guys stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
When your Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where we were treated at halftime by the Strathaven Marching Unit. Absolutely spectacular, as always.
And, worth the price of admission by itself.
And speaking of which, we have not mentioned, I don't believe, we rattle off our cheerleader roster this year. And again, great to see a good, strong group out there once again. We talked about them last week. But thanks again to the five seniors leading the way this year. Chloe Blessington, Nina Bonaducci, Bridget Crow, Keandra Thomas, and Elise Weber. A handful of sophomores follow behind them. Allie Bagley, Gretchen Crow, Virginia Finney, Morgan Galliotto, Julia George, Kat Herrera, and Noelle Lulovich, and Anna Scharf. And then four freshmen round out the squad: Kelly Deal, Charnice Rideout, Maya Terry, and Chloe Zarco. And Heather Burns, assisted by Katie Graham and Lindsay Carter, are your three coaches. And again, great to have them involved and doing a nice job here on the home turf tonight. And speaking of doing a nice job on the home turf, Strathaven leads it 24-0 at the halftime break here. And it gives us a chance to look around District 1, District 12, and elsewhere. Other scores from earlier today, a few games have gone final. Springside Chestnut Hill clobbers George Washington 42-6. How far has George Washington dropped since their public league and District 12 championship just maybe 5 years ago? Penwood has gone to 2-0. They knocked off Overbrook, so a good start there for the Del Valle champs of a few years back. They win 34-18 today over Overbrook. Wissahickon fell to Central, Philadelphia Central, 27-21. Dan Connor still looking for that first win at Carroll. So Conwell Egan got the Patriots today, 21-7, Conwell Egan over Archbishop Carroll. Now, game's still in progress, but into the third quarter, many of these 7 o'clock starts. big game nationally. ESPN covering this one. St. Joe's Prep is out in California for their opener against Oaks Christian. Oaks Christian has the number two rated quarterback in the country. And our guy from this area, DeAndre Swift, who just committed to Georgia, has touched the ball three times. He's been in the end zone all three times. 21-7.
Wow.
Started the game. The first play from scrimmage was an 89-yard catch and run, and he has three touches for almost 200 yards and three scores. They have not tackled 33 just yet. So St. Joe's Prep up 21-7 on Oaks Christian. Plymouth White Marsh 7-0 over Abington in the third. Satterton leading Quakertown 26-14. LaSalle, here's a non-league game. LaSalle trying to bounce back after last week's loss to North Penn.
Right.
They are crushing Pennsbury 21-0 right now. Penridge, Neshaminy, tight one there. Third quarter action, Neshaminy 10, Penridge 7. Another tight game, North Penn. Big win over LaSalle last week, and they have their hands full with Downingtown East, 7-0 in the third quarter. The Knights on top, trying to go to 2-0 for Dick Beck and friends. Interboro, last week victimized Strathaven with just over a minute to go in that two-point conversion. Less resistance tonight against Norristown, 35-0 in the third quarter. It's a running clock since halftime. Upper Dublin, 34, Truman, nothing. So no mercy rule yet. They're short an extra point there. But CB West shutting out Council Rock South, 21-0. Now the scores get a little closer as we work down the board. Upper Marion trailing Martin Luther King, 12-7 at half. Another 12-7 score. Cheltenham on top of Bishop McDevitt out of Wincote, Cheltenham area, 12-7 in the second quarter. Another second quarter score up in Suburban 1. Well, non-league, Pac-10 in Suburban 1. Phoenixville 20, Upper Moreland 13. So there's a couple of teams that we've seen in the playoffs over the years at the 3A level. They've, of course, moved to now 4 and 5A, respectively, Phoenixville and Upper Moreland. Pope John Paul still having a hard time. They trail Sun Valley 33-0. Ray Junta trying to go to 2-0 with the Vanguards in the early going. Pottsgrove trying to bounce back from a loss to West Catholic last week. They lead 29-0 over Methacton at
half.
They're
doing nicely, yeah.
Great Valley will have the mercy rule when they start that third quarter clock. They're leading Owen J. Roberts 42-7. Great Valley looking very good again. Dan Ellis has them up and running up there. Remember, a week ago, Owen J. crushed Conestoga. What was it, 39-0
yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
And now they are on the wrong end of a 42-7 score at half. Perk Valley 36, Frankfort 18. We mentioned that one at halftime already. Dave Berman was asking me all night about what's going on with Chester. They took a long ride up to Springford and not having fun up there. 48-6. Springford all over Chester. So Chester, big, big win in their opener. First time since 2000 that they won their opener, but fallen short this week. Episcopal 28, Wyoming Seminary nothing. St. Augustine Prep against Malvern Prep. That's a tight one, a three-point game in the fourth quarter. St. Augustine up on Malvern Prep, 33-30. Academy Park 14, Unionville 12 in the second quarter. So tight one there for Academy Park, the two-time defending District 1 champs at the 3A level. They, of course, have moved up to 5A now as well. Bishop Shanahan 22, Glenn Mills nothing. Shanahan is a team to watch in 5A, mark my words. Chichester 12, Kennett 10. My cousin who plays for Kennett is going to be out for an extended period of time. Injured his knee on the first carry of the season in the scrimmage. So he's out, and Kennett on the wrong side of a 12-10 score to Chichester right now. Avengrove 14, Oxford nothing. Westchester East and Radnor scoreless at halftime. So Radnor has their hands full tonight. Speaking of scoreless at halftime, Ridley and Haverford 0-0 at half. Coatesville trailing Cumberland Valley 28-7 in the third quarter. So the Red Raiders down three scores in the third. Downingtown West up 17-13 on Wayne Valley from New Jersey. Exeter 14, Boyertown 7. Northeastern crushing Daniel Boone 53-0. Upper Perk over Kutztown 21-0. Bristol over Kensington 20-12. Jenkintown over Nativity 32-7. Morrisville on top of Strawberry Mansion 7-6. Bergen Catholic, Archbishop Wood, that's another high-profile game, 13-9. Bergen Catholic
Ooh,
on top
game.
Of Archbishop Wood, who has three field goals in the first half so far. We mentioned Haverford and Ridley still scoreless. Garnet Valley has now stretched the lead on Upper Darby. Mercy Rule, 52-14.
Mm.
Jaguars all over Upper Darby right now. Marple Newtown's up 21-0 on Pencrest at halftime. Springfield Delco crushing Conestoga, 28-3.
Boy, Conestoga's
so
in the Conestoga new coach. That's a real problem.
Is having, you know, a lot of transition and difficulty up there. in the off season, but they trail 28-3 to Springfield. So again, tough sledding there for the Pioneers thus far. They are not on the Strathaven schedule this year,
right?
But Strathaven will see Springfield about a month from now.
Do you guys ever interview people in the crowd?
No, because we're never too sure what anybody's going to say.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But we can talk about that, Dave.
Teams are back on the field, just about 2 minutes from starting this second half here. But another quick score update. Bergen Catholic has extended their lead on Archbishop Wood. It's now 20-9. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Jack Fallows has scored for Marple. 28-0 now. Marple Newtown all over Pencrest. So we'll see the Tigers later in the season. Pencrest in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I guess.
I think we'll look. I don't have a schedule in front of me.
Yeah. So Strathaven in the next three weeks with home game next week against Marple. Home game against Lower Marion Friday. Home game the following against Ridley.
Ridley, right.
And then first road game of the year will be at Haverford 3 weeks from tonight. So we'll keep an eye on that schedule, of course, and keep you updated. Check in later this weekend for scores, highlights, play of the game, all sorts of things that Mike Mayer keeps busy over the next 48 to 72 hours. And
it was so intense last week that I came upstairs from my office and my wife looked at me and says, "Boy, the face looks familiar, but I can't place the name." So it took me a while, but it was worth it. That was a great play of the game. I think we had 30 plays. There was so much scoring back and forth.
I was saying earlier, I'm going to have a hard time thinking there'll be a play better or nearer and dearer to my heart than the one you actually chose, John Harar. Rushing the passer and then somehow tracking somebody down 50 yards downfield.
And then
forcing a fumble.
Just
a high motor, high energy, no quit kind of play from a lineman.
And he's 6'9".
Just tremendous. You know,
it's like watching a freight train move.
You think back to the Lawrence Taylor days where he'd rush the passer and then somehow make a play 20 yards downfield.
Right, well, the two guys wearing the same number?
Yeah, right. And this was 40 or 50 yards downfield. Amazing. Here we go. High end over end kick from Emmett Young. It's going to come down to number 23, Jack Torbeck, up the near sideline, and the ball nearly popped out. Nice work there by number 42, Divine Nesbitt, on the tackle. And Jake Fisher a little worse for the wear as he gets up. So not a good sign there for the starting outside linebacker. He's going to come off and take a breather here. But in the meantime, Harrington will start at their 25-yard line and try to get things going. Single-digit offensive output for the Rams in the first half. So what a job by the Strathaven defense, forcing mostly three and outs. First and 10 from their 25, single wing here. Torbeck barks out the signals. Snap goes to Martin. Off left tackle, and he is running right into John Harar. Big,
well, that's not
lucky
the
guess,
way you
right?
designed that one, right?
Harar with one hand, you know, basically reached out.
He just
out
puts a paw out there and says, "Okay, here we go."
So he was trying to get off his blocker, only got free momentarily with one arm, and still Martin dropped after a gain of just two. Second down and 8 upcoming for the Rams, who 7 days from now will have Pencrest at home. Single wing look again. Torbeck is barking out the signals this time, and now here's a fake the counter, and it's Martin off the left side, and it's Harar tracking him down yet again. He's going to lose three on the play. I'm not sure how many tackles John Harar has tonight, but, I mean, he is lighting up the stat sheet, multiple tackles for loss.
He missed a lot of last year, didn't he, guys?
Yes, he did. He had he was injured in the Harrington game last year. Scored his only touchdown of the year as a tight end in last season's game against Harrington in that 68-14 game, and of course comes out with a broken hand and was done for the year. So again, tough. You could line up what 8 or 10 more kids in that boat from a year ago, and we'll hope the injury bug stops with Jay Smith so far this year. 3rd and 11. Harrington shifts. Strathaven defense aligns with them. From the left hash on 3rd and 11, Harrington has yet to attempt a pass. They won't do it here. Looking for him off the left side is Martin. He's into the secondary, and he bowls his way near first down yardage. This is going to be third, fourth, and about one. It wouldn't shock me to see them try it here.
Yeah, I think
this is
they
as close
have to
a first down as they've been, honestly.
Right.
Gain of 10 for Martin as the C's parted on that left side, sorry, right side of the line here, running right towards us. They will keep the offense on the field. Jack Torbeck, 5'8", 140-pound junior, brings in the play. 9:38 and counting to play here in the third quarter, 24-0 Strathaven. Rams trying to move the sticks on fourth and a yard. From the 34, they shift. Split end to the right, wing to the right, hard count. And the ball snapped over everybody's head. Jailbreak in the backfield and falling on it way back inside the 20-yard line is Jack Rosenfeld. But Strathaven will take over first and 10 from the 16-yard line. So fourth down and a yard turns into absolute disaster.
Yep.
Loss of 13 on the play. And the Panther offense looking to slam the door here.
Yeah, that was not what they needed to do, obviously.
Atsevez brings in the play, and the second tight end, Dan Reeves. They'll snap it from the left hash. Wing T behind him. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. He has 82 yards and two scores in the first two quarters. He goes in motion, play fake, back to pass. Looking is Atsevez to the corner route. Looking for Harar, who is grabbed in the end zone. No flag on the play. Harar can't believe it. Incomplete off his hands, and they threw to the big tight end in the end zone. And good coverage there by Jack Thomas. Harar thought it came early.
Well, that was close to being pass interference. Very close. But I'm glad the referees are letting the kids play.
Well, yeah, except that you got to keep a – well, okay, no problem. I mean, I think, you know, Atsevez has to get that ball off a little bit faster. That's a timing play, and he's got to let that ball go a little sooner.
On second down, give us to Van Bobo. Looking for him off the left side. Spins his way into the secondary. Inside the 10, pushes his way down to the 6. Good, tough running from the senior. He's going to be very close to a first down. I think he'll be about a yard shy. Third down and a yard as Bobo picks up 9. 5 carries for 18 yards for the senior.
He must have a nickname with the last name Bobo.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets. Why would you get a nickname for that?
That is just awesome.
Van sets up wing to the right. Hill and Nulon behind Atsevez on third and a yard. Give us to Nulon on the delay, looking for him off the left side, and there's a room a lot more than we thought, and he's into the end zone from 7 yards out. Zach Nulon, 3 touchdowns last week, follows it up with a 7-yard burst tonight. And the Panthers have stretched the lead to 30. 30-0, extra point pending, 8:19 to play here in the third.
Impressive short drive. Very impressive, guys. I tell you what, every time I see that kid run, I think of the Mulhern boys.
Extra point upcoming here from Emmett Young. Ball spotted, kick is away. It is plenty long enough, and it is good. Emmett Young is 4 for 4 on the evening, 31-0 as the Panthers take advantage. A 16-yard scoring drive. We'll be back in just a moment,
hold
I believe.
On for a second.
Well,
yeah,
Mike's
you're
still doing magical things here.
Yep.
There it is. All right. Be back in 30 seconds. See if the Rams can answer on the wrong side of a 31-0 score here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Strathaven, 31, Harrington, 0, with 8:19 to play here in the third quarter. Emmett Young has a tee to kick it away. after Zach Newland's fourth touchdown of the season. High end-over-end kick drives the man back to the 9-yard line, and this is Stan Patton looking for him up the left side. Flag comes in deep down the field as Patton's wrapped up at the 24, but we'll check this flag here all the way out at the 37, so we'll see.
I finally got a score update on that big game, Cumberland Valley from the Harrisburg area.
Yeah, 28-7 was last we heard. I don't know. We were rattling off a bunch at halftime. Yeah. Is there an update, Dave?
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago, 35-14, okay. Cumberland Valley at Coatesville.
Yep.
I was a radio announcer out there in Central PA for years, saw those teams, Harrisburg, Cumberland Valley, Central Dolphin. You know, it's great, great football.
District 3, awfully tough over the years. Thinking back to the, you know, couple years that we were, well, more than a couple years we were doing all four state championship games.
Oh, yeah,
that lower
yeah.
Dolphin team that gave North Penn a good run. And
well, your
memory is
unbelievable.
Game going back a few years now, but that lower Dolphin team was fun to watch. All right, here we are, 8:08 to play here in the third quarter, and Harrington going backwards again. This was going to start at the 24-yard line. Goes back to the 14 after a 10-yard holding penalty on the kick return. So the Rams will try it again. Back in at, well, quarterback, I guess, Michael Stewart. Barks out the signals, takes a snap, back to pass for the first time. He's under heavy pressure, still looking downfield. Dumps it off to the near flat, and it is complete to Martin out, and he rolls out to the 20-yard line. So the first pass attempt of the night, gains six.
All right, I'm lost.
Nicely done.
Who is that from? Who to who?
Number six, Pat Stewart. Michael Stewart. Patrick was his brother who graduated last year.
And he threw it to who?
To number 18,
God.
Martin, for a gain of six. So Martin has been most of the total offense tonight. He's been running it in the first pass attempt of the evening. Picks up six, so second down, and we'll call it a long three from the 21.
Ooh.
Snap is juggled in the backfield, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers are on it.
Who got it?
Standing up with the football, I believe, is number 15, Jake Fisher, for the second week in a row. He's recovered a fumble. The sophomore pounces on it, and yet another short field. This time they'll start from the 17-yard line.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
As you know, 35 points is the mercy rule.
Yep.
Panthers just four short of that. A touchdown would run this clock very quickly the rest of the evening. 7:24 to play here in the third. Strathaven on top, 31-0. Ben McFetridge lines up over center at center this time. Denzel Thompson in at tight end to the right. Reeves tight end to the left. Give is to John Morris, and Morris, there's a flag on the play that comes in. Morris in at fullback now, and so some substitutions here for the Panthers, and Jake Fisher in at quarterback. So we'll start taking a look here at some new faces on the offensive line. Marcel Gallard is in there at tackle.
Which Morris picked it up?
John Morris, 41.
John, 41, jeez.
Yeah. Also in at halfback is Nick O'Connor, joined by Sean Daly. Reeves at tight end, Denzel Thompson at tight end. Number 51, Dylan Fitzgerald, is in at left guard, and now there's a holding penalty. It's going to back the Panthers up to the 17-yard line. So, honestly, not sure if Harrington will field a JV team. Actually, no, they do not have a JV team. So this is really probably the best JV-type action the Panthers will get here this weekend. Jake Fisher back, looking, rolling to his left. Eyes are downfield, looking. He's going to keep, tuck it and run across the 25 to the 20, and he absolutely flattens the inside linebacker. So a quarterback lowering the shoulder will give coaches pause at times, but Fisher delivers the blow there.
Fisher is a tough kid also. I had to run away from that play. Here's where I am, guys.
Gain of nine on the play for Fisher. On the rollout, brings up second down and 11. McFetridge at center. Right guard is now Luke Healy. And Ryan Krause in at right tackle. Give is to Nick O'Connor. On the cutback, O'Connor picks up a couple, just shy of the 15 when they stand up.
What do you think, guys? Just keep running the ball, or would you, you have a 31-0 try to pass it all?
Well, I mean, that 15 looked like, I don't know if that was a running play. It looked like it was a pass play if we wanted to. But I would, remember, these are all subs now, Dave, so they're probably just going to give them the running experience they need. And of course, you don't want to run up the score either.
Sean Daly in at left half. Wing T behind Fisher on third down and nine. From the 16 at the left hash, give is to O'Connor looking off that left side and picks up a few. He's going to tuck it inside the 15 to maybe the 14. So Nick O'Connor, and again, this is the other thing to consider here. Yes, these are substitutes on offense, but O'Connor and Fisher are share time as more or less your starting outside linebackers. Sean Daly is your starting free safety. McFetridge has moved inside to center, but he's your starting right tackle. So again, there is a depth issue here.
Yes.
In the sense that you still have to play hard and cross your fingers that people stay healthy in a 31-point game here. Fourth and seven. Fisher under center. John Morris is your fullback. They fake it to Morris, and a little Mustang sweep looking for room is Daly. He spins his way into the secondary. Ball pops out. Scramble for it, and we'll see who recovers. Daly had first down yardage, but I don't know. When they unpile for the fumble, let's see. Healy is on top of it, and we'll see where they spot it. Daly had first down yardage, but when the ball popped out, it went backwards. Healy pounces, but I don't know if he has the first down anymore.
Got it.
He does have it. Wow. So heads-up play by the sophomore Healy to pounce on the fumble.
I would have measured. I'm right.
Well, I think when you got a score like this, it's not really a critical thing.
So Daly, give him a gain of about 10 on the run. But first and goal to go from the 7. This is John Morris, the fullback, pushing his way down near the 5. Gain of 2. For John Morris, and second down and goal upcoming. And again, John Morris at the moment, you're starting inside linebacker as well. So again, something to consider with who's carrying the ball and taking hits. But hey, these are teenage boys. They want to play football.
I mean, they're the ones that are out there in the snow and the rain, and we're going, this is awful. And they're going, this is great or what?
Yep. Here we go. Second down and goal to go from the 5. Jake Fisher under center, two tight end set, wing T behind him. Gives to Daly off the right side. He spins his way for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard before he's dropped by Jack Torbeck. Brings up third down and goal from the 4.
4 minutes. Yep. Coming up on 4 minutes. 20 seconds to go. 4:20 to go in the third.
Fisher brings in the play. 31-0 Strathaven. Points here. Well, 6 points here would put us in a mercy rule circumstance. Tight end to the left is Denzel Thompson. To the right is Reeves. Give is to John Morris, and his second effort's going to get him down near the 1. It'll be fourth and goal to go. Inches from the goal line.
Just inside the 1.
Yep. All right. Well, I would guess you go Morris again here, knowing what has typically been the case. Fullback heavy offense, but might mix it up and share the load here. 3:30 and counting to play here in the third. McFetridge over the ball, halfway between the hash marks, inches from the goal line.
It's up to the offensive line here.
Two tight ends, wing T behind Jake Fisher. Fisher's going to keep it himself. Quarterback sneak off the left guard and in for the touchdown is Jake Fisher. His first varsity touchdown comes at the 3:18 mark of the third quarter. And Strathaven has gone up by 37. Extra point pending. Well, nice short field there for the reserve players to start to get their feet wet under the Friday night lights here. Emmett Young on to attempt his 5th extra point of the night. Counts the 9 guys in front of him. Atsevez takes a knee next to him. So a 17-yard scoring drive. Up and good is Emmett Young for the 5th time tonight. Strathaven 38. Harrington nothing. And we'll have a running clock when we come back. Stick with us. Glad you joined us. Live on the archive. Panthers all over the Rams here on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live.
And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Thank you to all of our listeners in the stadium and out. 38-0 Strathaven on top of Harrington with 3:18 to play here in the third quarter. We will have a running clock now, except for injuries, timeouts, and scoring plays. So incomplete passes and otherwise will not stop the clock. Emmett Young. Wobbling line drive kick. It's going to be to the near sideline, staying in bounds nicely as Taj Wright Rooney. Missed tackle here is driving assistant coach Eric Hollingsworth nuts. But in the meantime, they do corral Wright Rooney at the 27, 28-yard line here. And number 42, first-year player, Devine Nesbitt. And first-year senior, one of the handful of first-year seniors here for Strathaven this year. And great to see some of the upperclassmen coming out here and supporting the team. And we've got some new faces on the defensive side of the ball, and there'll be a timeout on the field, and we'll give us a chance to mention some of the new faces out on the field for Strathaven at the moment. So Ryan Morris is still in there at inside linebacker. Dan Reeves is going to check in as a defensive end for Rob Dubois, who will get a breather. Number 6, Jemai Springfield is in there. Nick O'Connor at outside linebacker. Sean Daly as well. Chris Rossini checks in at corner. He's been sharing time with Tommy Foster, actually, in the absence of Jay Smith at the outside corner. And number 11, Brady Mutz is in there at linebacker. Who's down there on the defensive line? Big 79, Brandon King is in at defensive tackle. Alongside of him is 73, Ryan Krause. Denzel Thompson on the outside as well. Number 28 linebacker has checked in, Ethan Belleville in the inside. Single wing look. Harrington, first and 10 from their 27. They snap it directly to Martin, and Denzel Thompson blows it up, but he got the second handoff away. Nice job. Thompson practically took the handoff himself, but they did get the handoff away and pick up 7 yards. Nicely done before Ryan Krause makes the stop. As number 21, 21 gets his first carry of the evening. I'm sorry, 14 was Rosenfeld on the carry.
Was 14 it was carry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rosenfeld picks up 7, brings up 2nd down and 3. Clock ticks. 2:35 and counting to play here in the third. New Hope knocks off Valley Forge Military 41-6 tonight. That's gone final. 2nd down and 3. Ball on the ground. Juggled snap again. There's a scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it, I think.
Yes.
It's going to be. Yep, there you go. Number 24, Nick O'Connor just flat out ripped it out of his hands.
That may be a play of the game.
Harrington player reached down for it instead of pouncing, and O'Connor just dove low, like a low single in wrestling, and just knocked that ball right out of his hands. And Nick O'Connor, with his first fumble recovery of the season, sets up Strathaven 1st and 10 at the 31-yard line. 2:13, 2:12 and counting to play here in the third, and Harrington on its heels. Just struggling.
Lower Marion next week. With no Kobe Bryant, though.
No. Two tight ends. Wing to the right is Nick O'Connor. On a quick hitter, this is Ryan Morris, and he has dropped, John Morris, rather, immediately. No gain on the play. Brings up 2nd down and 10. So, clock continues to melt. Panthers in no hurry. And understandable. So Malvern Prep falls tonight to St. Augustine from New Jersey, 47-30. Springfield Delco has now, Springfield here in the Central League, up 35-3 on Conestoga. Motion man is Sean Daly. Jet sweep, looking for running room, cuts it inside and takes it down to the 28 for a gain of 3.
That was a little strange
timing. 3rd down and 7. Yeah, it was.
I didn't think we'd get the handoff to him.
Conestoga, new head coach, right? Marquise Weeks.
That's right.
Yeah, he's struggling, unfortunately.
It's been a tough tough go in these first couple of weeks.
Jack Roosevelt, Will Thomas.
And, all right.
Weeks played his college ball at Virginia?
That's right.
There you go.
Yep.
Wahoo!
Had a cup of coffee with the Seahawks after that. Third and seven. From the 28, Jake Fisher under center. Wing T behind him. Give is to John Morris, and he's off left tackle down to the 25, and he'll bring up fourth down and almost four.
Those Morris kids are tough nuts also.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unrelated, Ryan and John, but John's older brother, Jake, was an inside line, three-year starter at inside linebacker, was big cog on the 2010 district championship team, and was a sophomore starter, one of the few on that good team. Fourth and four from the 25. Fisher. Play fake. He's going to roll to his left. Looking. Wants to throw momentarily. And then he's hit and buried. They're going to say incomplete goes the pass. And nice work there by 21 Shamad Spruill to knock it loose.
They're calling an incomplete pass?
Yeah. Yeah, he said incomplete pass. And
that was a good call.
Yeah. All right. Fisher decked on fourth down. So Harrington will start with the football when we start the fourth quarter. Panthers in control, though, 38-0. Be back in just a moment. Glad you joined us live on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Fourth quarter action, ready to begin here at George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined in the booth here by Mike Mayer, doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulginetti here with the stats and spotting and halftime work, and Dave Berman down on the sidelines. 38-0 Strathaven. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. A couple of quick score updates. Neshaminy and Penridge tied 17-all at the end of three. Bergen Catholic leading Archbishop Wood 20-16 at the end of three, but Archbishop Wood with the ball. Garnet Valley has gone final. Garnet Valley 66, Upper Darby 22.
Ooh.
So
66-22, you said?
So the Jaguars with just a, you know, barely 140 yards of offense a week ago seem to get it rolling tonight against the Royals. All right, here we go. First and 10 for the Rams from their own 25-yard line. Single wing formation. They snap it directly to 22, Trey Bird. Bird with room on the right side momentarily, but that ends very, very quickly. Nice stop there by Nick O'Connor, and no gain on the play. Second down and 10 as Bird, the senior, dropped for no gain.
I was going to ask you guys, what do you think of the six classes going from four to six PIAA?
Overall, I think it's a good thing. I think there's some imbalance, as there would be anywhere in the state for population. But, for instance, at the 4A level, Interboro and really only eight other teams in all of District 1. It seems a little small in that way. But, you know, you have to draw the line somewhere. All right, we'll come back to that in a moment. Second down and 10. Snap a little off center, but they come into this near side. Is Bird one more time, and he's across the 30-yard line. And he's shy of the first down, but we'll give him, maybe seven on the carry when they spot it. So it brings up third down and three. Nice job by Luke Healy tracking him down on the tackle. Rossini checks out. And the other Major, the younger one, Zane Major, 5'11", 145-pound sophomore, checks in at defensive back opposite Jemiah Springfield. Third down and two for the Rams, 10:35 and counting to play here in the third. Single wing. Michael Stewart barking out the signals here. Takes the snap. Play fake. Back to pass for the second time tonight. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there. Flag comes in late in the backfield as the pass falls incomplete. But we'll check the flag here. Stewart was hit just after he threw it. They're going to call roughing the passer. Yeah,
really?
That was
a little
I thought
much.
It was timed pretty well, actually. You can go check the tape later, Mike. But
Well, not only that. I mean, when I was looking at it, I thought he was real close to keep preventing the ball from being passed.
Yeah.
Which meant he was right on top of him as he threw. But that's not roughing the passer. You can't.
Unless he got a piece of the head or something. I'm not sure that that's even a – I'm not sure if that's a high school rule.
No, I don't think it
is. That's an NFL rule where you can't touch the quarterback's helmet at this point. But, yeah. Either way, first down, Harrington, out to the 47-yard line. First time they've sniffed the midfield stripe all night. Panther defense trying to preserve the shutout here. 38-0 is your score.
Even with the big lead, Strathaven coaching staff really taking this, you know, the end of the game here seriously, trying to teach the young.
Single wing again. Split end to the right. Michael Stewart. Barks out the signals, back to on his left hip. They fake it to Burr, and then coming to this left side up the is number 7, Brian Stewart, his twin brother, out to the 50. So you had Patrick Stewart, the quarterback from over the last couple of years, graduated a year ago, and now twin younger brothers contributing to the program. First carry of the night for number 7, Brian Stewart, goes for 2. Brings up second down and 8. They break the huddle. Nose of the football on the midfield stripe at the left hash mark. Michael Stewart barks out the signal. They snap directly to Bird, who drops it, and he's losing some ground here. Panthers trying to swarm, but Bird, nice job to get it back to the line of scrimmage. And then some. Maybe a yard on the play as they unpile out near the 49-yard line.
First time they've been over the midway mark, isn't it?
Well, no, it's the wrong side of the 50.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at my stats.
Yeah,
they'll
lose a yard, actually. I could have done better with that. Brings up third down and 8.
As we mentioned in the pregame show, coming into the game, they've met 8 times, Strathaven and Harrington, and the Panthers have won 7 of those 8.
Pat Moriarty. Was the only guy at quarterback to get the Panthers number back in 2013, rather. All right, here we go. Third down and 8. Sprint to this near side. Looking for room is Taj Wright Rooney, and he's got a first down still in bounds, and he's banged down at the Strathaven 35. But nice work there by Taj Wright Rooney for a gain of 16 on his first touch of the night. Nicely done there, and the Rams moving it with 8:06 and counting to play. Clock continues to run, even being banged out of bounds, running clock here. So the Panthers, in last year's game, a 68-14 finish, picking up where they left off for the most part. Last year's game, really, lots of big plays from all over the field. Defense, 2 defensive touchdowns, 2 special teams return touchdowns. Tonight, a little more methodical, but still doing the job on the scoreboard. Here's Stewart. Takes the snap himself, spins his way across the 30 and down to the 28s for a gain of 7. And like we've said in years past, these kids from Harrington, even in lopsided games, have always battled. They'll always keep playing, always keep working.
Yeah, we got brothers and twins playing, and we got older brothers who led the team. I mean, you know, they've not had a great year since they've been in the Central League, but they're plugging away. You know, they were married. Radnor had their moment, because Radnor's coming on strong now. But
yep.
All struggled, but they played out here to play.
Second down and 3. Michael Stewart barking out the signals, and they snap it to Taj Wright Rooney, looking for room off the right side. Sheds a tackle, 25-20. Wright Rooney into the secondary with speed. 10-5, touchdown. Taj Wright Rooney takes it in from 28 yards, and the Rams on the board with 6:45 to play here in regulation. Nice effort from the line and good wheels from the senior. So Taj Wright Rooney, in 2 carries, has ripped off 44 yards and, well, outdone the rest of the offense for the evening.
Well, if you're Harrington, you got to start somewhere.
That's right. Find a way to get he and maybe some others the ball, moving forward. But that is one of the challenges of one scrimmage anymore. You only get one look at everybody, and you're breaking in a new offense.
Mm-hmm.
It might take little flashes and mixing things up here to figure out something else moving forward. Rams will go for two. Snapping it from the three-yard line. Wing T look. Stewart. They snap it. Now a counter coming back to the left and in for the two-point conversion. They snap to Bird and they hand it instead to number seven, Brian Stewart, for the two-point conversion. 38-8 is your score. We'll take a short timeout and be back in just a moment. See what the Strathaven sophomores and juniors can do when we come back. Glad you're joining us live on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 38, Harrington 8. And we are underway again. Short kickoff is going to come down to Tommy Foster at the 20-yard line. Looking for room up the middle. And Foster into the secondary now. Oh, one line of defense in front of him, but wrapped up from behind by Thomas out at the 47-yard line. Foster one man away from breaking one. And the Panther return team only had two cracks at it tonight. And Foster almost busted one here late in the fourth. But 38-8 is your score. Strathaven, with a couple of first downs, could probably put this game away. Checking into the game at split end is Jais Davis. Sean Daly checks out along with Denzel Thompson. Jemai Springfield, wing to the left. O'Connor, wing to the right. John Morris is your fullback. Brady Mutz into the game at quarterback, and they give it to Jemai Springfield. Jemai looking for room off the right side. He steps out of bounds just across midfield, and then a flag comes in late. We're going to tack on 15 more here.
I tell you, Jemai has a great future, guys. This is an awesome opportunity, him getting the ball here. Only a sophomore.
Contributed last year on the basketball team as well. But they're going to give him a gain of three on the or four on the carry, and then march off 15 more for a late hit out of bounds. And we'll see how. Yep. All right. In the background, you can hear the 12th man getting their sea legs, if you will. First performance this year was terrific, and again, don't quite have everybody out here. Some folks still away, trying to soak up the last few days of summer here. But with school starting next week, we expect the band in full bloom next week. All right, Brady Mutz under center. Wing T behind him. Jais Davis split end to the left. Give it to the fullback, and right up the middle goes John Morris, and he's into the secondary. 20-10, touchdown. John Morris, 34 yards. Nicely done there as Morris found daylight off that right side and takes it to the house, 44-8. Extra point pending. Well, career-long run there for John at the varsity level, and certainly his longest touchdown run of the year, or of his career. Did find the end zone a year ago and late in a couple of games.
For the extra point,
Emmett Young is on to attempt the extra point for the sixth time tonight.
Say, this kid is good, this freshman kicker, man.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Does he play soccer, too?
I don't know.
Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg. And Emmett Young is six for six on the evening. Strathaven 45. Harrington 8. Late in the fourth, rather. So we'll take a short timeout. Be back. See what the Rams can do in the final 5:41 of regulation on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven.
Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 5:41 to play in regulation. It's been all Strathaven from the get-go. Not quite the explosiveness of a year ago in terms of the scoring and so forth, but really, truly domination. The Rams have had next to nothing offensively until a moment ago. And now 45-8 after John Morris's 34-yard touchdown run. Young kicks in and squibs away inside the 10, and picking it up is Stewart. And Luke Healy's going to rip him down at about the 12-yard line. So tough field position here for the Rams with 5:26 to go.
Hey, how about a big shout out? I know you guys are very familiar with Coach Tagliaterra, and Tags has been an assistant coach for Strathaven football forever, and before that at my old Nether Providence High School.
Tags has been doing this a long time. Yep, and again, just a terrific, terrific guy. All right, so timeout on the field. We'll keep you, give you a few score updates from around the world of high school football here. Coatesville has fallen to Cumberland Valley, 41-21. That's gone final. St. Joe's Prep leads Oaks Christian 35-10 at half. DeAndre Swift has at least four touchdowns. Ridley found the scoreboard, and nobody else did over at Haverford tonight.
Is that a final?
Ridley 7, Haverford nothing. Final.
Really?
That's it. So the Green Raiders squeak past Haverford 7-0. And again, 2-0 are the Green Raiders here. And good defense, I have to say. You know, they didn't get the offense going, obviously, tonight. But, boy, hard to win if you score zero.
And poor Haverford after the upset last week.
That's right. They fall to 0-2 in the early going.
As I tell you what, man, it's going to be up for grabs. Oh, it looks like Garnet Valley right now.
Well, Garnet, you know, took care of Upper Darby. Upper Darby lost last week to Bonner Pendergrass. So, again, hard to say. The Royals lost a ton due to graduation from a year ago, and we'll have to see how they bounce back. But Garnet Valley's very tough. Again, just sheer numbers, even breaking in a new offense. All right, first and 10 from the 12-yard line. Here we go. Harrington with the football at their own 12. Snap to the halfback, and he is wrapped up immediately by number 28, Ethan Belleville. That's Dawson O'Donnell on the carry, the senior. Picks up a couple. 3 yards. Brings up second down and a long 7. So O'Donnell's first carry of the night. Gets that clock moving again. We're going to be inside 5 minutes when they snap it. Another 7-0 final. Plymouth-White Marsh over Abington, 7-0.
Really?
So, again, there's been some good defense around. Then you go up to the Pac-10, and there's just points flying all over the place. So we'll see about that in a moment. Second down and almost 8. And flag on the play, and here's a snap that's come to the halfback to the near side, and that's the younger Major on the stop, Zane Major, on the tackle at the 24, but we'll check the flag first. That's Trey Bird on the carry, but we'll see. We'll check the flag here in a moment. And it was just as they snapped the ball, so I guess...
Who ran that last one?
Was it 2 or 22?
I thought it was 2.
2, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. It's Stan Patton.
All right. What's the call here?
All right. Still no signal. Yeah, it is illegal procedure against. Okay. So, but again,
so
not enough to
play.
Stop the play. So they'll move it back. Turn this into second down and 13.
Do you guys know that Kevin Clancy has coached at least five NFL players?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you name them if we have time?
Quite a few that we've
Ike Jones.
Seen. Yep.
Ike is now assistant coach at Cardinal O'Hara.
Yep.
All right, we got to cut this short. Hang on.
Second down and 12 from the 10-yard line. Barking out the signals. But snap could go anywhere, and this one's go through everybody. It's into the end zone, and swatting it out of bounds, and for a safety is number 2, Stan Patton. Snap went through the hands of everybody.
Snap goes out of bounds.
And knocked out of bounds. This is going to be a safety. So 40 7-8 is your score. And Strathaven will get the ball back one more time with 4:10 and counting to play. So back to Dave Berman, fourth quarter trivia. Ike Jones made the NFL.
Dan Connor, Mark Jones made the NFL.
Steve Johnson made the NFL. Pat Evans played in the NFL. Was he here when Coach Clancy was coaching?
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you because of the band. It's unbelievable. Yep. But did you mention Mark Jones?
Yep, we mentioned Mark Jones, Ike Jones, Dan Connor, Steve Johnson, Pat Evans. I'm not sure if he played for Coach Clancy. He was a Strathaven grad.
No, well, this guy had a nice career at Wisconsin, and he went on to play with the Detroit Lions.
Lamar Campbell, yes. Yeah, Lamar Campbell, and defensive back. So, yeah, it's been a handful over the years. And Steve Johnson, the most recent and still current.
He's still giving back to the community.
Terrific story. He's been mentioned many a year at Strathaven banquets recently. All right, here we go. Panthers will receive a kickoff after the safety. It's going to take a hop and come to Jemai Springfield, who dances his way up the near hash mark, spins his way across the 40 to the 35, and forward progress might give him the 34. So nice work there by Jemai. Taking it down to the Harrington 35, where the Panther offense will get back on the field. 3:57 and counting to play here.
How about Board Bay Berman trivia? Javon, Jameer.
Yep.
And, of course, Jemai Springfield, their father, was a Chester High basketball great, graduated 1992, and he is the last few years assistant boys basketball coach for the Chester Clipper Junior Varsity team.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Small world in Delaware County, honestly. First and 10 from the 35. This is Mutz turns and gives to the fullback, and a little bit of room here for Belleville, I believe. Yep, that's Belleville across the 30, down to the 28, gain of 7, and we'll add another name to the stat sheet here.
The carry is by number 28.
Ninth ball carrier of the evening. For the Panthers, and that's been the practice of Coach Clancy for many, many years now. Once the game is in hand, let's get as many kids as many snaps as they can. Second and 3. Belleville is your fullback. That the give off this near sideline is to Jemai Springfield. He has a first down and more. Spins his way across the 20, and rugby scrum pushes him down towards the 16. Clock continues to run, of course. First down, Strathaven. They'll move the chains, but with a mercy rule rolling here, give Jemai 11. And a Panther first down.
This is a very good win for the Strathaven football program, guys. You would agree. You've seen many, many, many more games than I have.
Well, a win's a win. I mean, yep. I feel badly for Harrington. They really have a problem with their offense.
On first down, give is to yet another running back into the game. Great sign here. Number 31 is Zach Mongan, 5'5 sophomore. So he takes it down to the 12-yard line for a gain of 4.
And now we look forward to the Lower Merion game next week. What do you think?
I think the Panthers have a lot to build on after tonight and probably be more of the same leading into Ridley. Second down and 6 with 13 at the 13-yard line. Mutz under center. Gives to the halfback and running off this right side, looking for room as the senior dances his way inside the pylon. Touchdown number 42, Devine Nesbitt from 13 yards out. His first carry of his career ends up in the end zone with 1:45 to play here in regulation. Oh, no, they're going to. Nope, they stopped it. Okay, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, they didn't.
No, they signaled touchdown, and then they came in late and said he stepped out at the 2.
Oh, bummer.
All right, so clock continues to run. 1:26, 1:25 and counting. Nesbitt's still in the game. Wouldn't surprise me to see him go there again. All right, let's see. Second and goal. First and goal, rather. Second and goal from the 3. T formation. Mutz, now flag on the play. This is going to back him up 5 yards. Penalty flag. This will stop the clock momentarily. So give Nesbitt 13 on his or 11 rather, on his carry.
I tell you what, guys, I think Coach Clancy will just take a couple of knees here, and the score will end up 47-8.
We'll see. I think if there was a, it could be here. Well, I don't know. If there's no JV game, I guess that's the, I mean, we've seen him do that time and time again over the years. But if this is the only snaps that these kids are going to get this week, and honestly, there is no, Lower Marion is likely the same with little or no JV team, and he will take a knee.
Yep.
Okay. So, wasn't entirely sure what would happen there, but you're right, Dave, and I think they'll snap it one more time and take a knee and line it up at midfield. So the JV group got about a quarter and a half of football in and unfortunately won't get any more snaps this week with Harrington without a team. And Lower Marion remains to be seen. But still, great to get them on the field. 47-8 is going to be your final as Brady Mutz is under center. He's going to take a snap and take a knee one more time, and that will do it. All right, 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Everybody's lining up at the midfield stripe now. And win number one on the 2016 season comes in week number two. Panthers oh so close last week. Nothing close about this one. 47-8 is your final. Strathaven finalizes their first win of the season after a heartbreak a week ago. All right, stay tuned for more in a moment. We're going to take a short time out. Be back for a quick post-game wrap-up. Glad you joined us live on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live, and wherever you find bodies in-
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live, and wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Okay. Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven 47, Harrington 8 in week two of the high school football season, and win number one for Coach Clancy and the Panthers. So, again, nice work there overall by Strathaven. Very methodical first half, and, you know, Mike, as much as you don't have, like, the highlight film, you know, end-to-end long plays on offense, still good to see them sustain some drives tonight and still spread the ball around or amongst multiple ball carriers, especially when it wasn't so easy in the early going. Harrington was held their ground pretty well against the ground game.
No doubt. And, you know, there was a little bit struggling in the first half for the offense for Haven, but they brought it along. And of course, Haven's defense was just overwhelming. And I don't want to take anything away from Haven's defense. I just think Harrington is in total disarray on offense. And, the coach is doing what he thinks is best with the talent he has, but that's not going to win him any ball games. They're going to have to somehow come together and find some kind of answer, whether it's a team leader or some kind of quarterback. Just, you know, the amount of fumbling and, you know, there's just inconsistency in the backfield. And that's never good. I'd rather have a mediocre quarterback playing consistently than better players who are just shifting in and out. But, you know, that's the coach's decision. I just think they want to do something they want to improve for the next eight games.
So, Strathaven moves to 1-1. Harrington falls to 0-2 on the season. The Panthers will be back here 7 days from now. We'll be on the air at 7:15 to go head-to-head with Lower Marion here on this very turf. Ridley a week after that here at George L. King as well. But, again, terrific defense tonight. Special teams were fine. We didn't see the punter. But, you know, this young kicker, 6 for 6
yep.
and a field goal tonight. Again, terrific, terrific work all around from the Panthers top to bottom. So we'll look to put together a win streak 7 days from now. Glad
yep.
you're joining us. Say thanks in advance to everybody for checking in next Friday. Thanks to everybody in the athletic department here at Strathaven getting us all set up here in the booth. Thanks again to Dave Berman for the work on the sidelines, Pete Fulginetti with the stats and helping with the spotting. Again, just a terrific job all around. And Mike Mayer, of course, doing everything during the broadcast and, of course, in the days after the broadcast to wrap things up. So check out the website in the next couple days for Play the Game stats, articles, and a whole lot more. And then we'll be talking Lower Merion by the middle of next week. Have a wonderful, safe Labor Day weekend, everybody. Glad you've joined us. One more time, Strathaven 47, Harrington 8. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.